Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
8:45, quarter till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Daniel Rosas, an immigration attorney, about your rights and what your obligations are if you are stopped by Border Patrol, because we understand they could be here as early as Friday. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. David Rosas.
What'd I say?
Daniel. It's okay.
I'm sorry. I don't know why he told me that. Let me fix that right now, David.
Yep, there you go.
Taking the time to be with us. Let me get some liquid guest sheet out here and fix that up. David, no, I'm sorry. I apologize.
All right, kidding. Yeah, no big deal.
David Rosas. No, it is a big deal. It's your name. Let's talk about if you are stopped by ICE in public, what are your responsibilities and what are your rights? Because, you know, it kind of goes both ways, right? I guess however you want to present this, sir, it's up to you because you know how to best present the material.
I mean, the reality is that every single person in this great country of ours has a right to remain silent, right? And so immigrants, as well as U.S. citizens, do not have to answer any questions. They don't have to reveal any type of immigration status. They don't have to sign any papers. They can simply exercise their right to remain silent.
All right. What about the actual interaction itself with the Border Patrol agent? Should you say you have the right to remain silent, but do you have to answer questions or not?
No. I mean, it's the whole point about Miranda warnings that apply to every single human being under the U.S. Supreme Court. And it basically states that you have a right to remain silent. You have a right to ask for an attorney. You don't have to, you don't have to say anything. You don't have to confirm anything. You don't have to show anything. That's not a requirement. Now, you know, ICE may continue to investigate further if they believe that there's a suspect of a crime, you know, and that's basically what it is. But, you know, ICE, the Customs Border Patrol, this whole move, in my opinion, is not, it's a humanitarian crisis. And so I just think that people need to remember their rights, obviously, but I think also the public should be very aware that these are people who have rebuilt New Orleans, you know. These are people who have been here, part of our community, long-term ties, who we've relied on to rebuild the throughout Louisiana after, you know, a number of 4 or 5 hurricanes in the last 20 years.
I know people that are olive-skinned that are concerned about this because they're concerned that they're going to be stopped or detained, and they want to make sure that they have the necessary identification on them. Are you forced to show identification if asked?
No, but the reality is that legal permanent residents in the United States are required to carry their legal permanent resident card. That is law. Okay. That is actual federal law that they are required to carry that identification. Again, though, I don't think that trumps your right to remain silent against unreasonable search and seizure. You know, and so in that Fourth Amendment and your Miranda rights, I think that trumps all of these requirements. You have a right to remain silent. You have a right to ask to speak to an attorney. You do not have to notify them of your immigration status. None of that's required. You don't have to say one word.
Should you ask if you're free to leave or not?
Yes. I mean, the reality is that unless they're detaining you, you are free to leave. You know, they're going to have to stop you and detain you and handcuff you based on whatever they're suspecting. I don't know how they're stopping anyone but for the color of their skin.
So who has to carry identification? I'm a little bit confused about that.
So legal permanent residents, those are green card holders. It is someone who, let's say, married a U.S. citizen while they were on a tourist visa, or they came over because their spouse petitioned for them to live in the United States. They are not yet citizens. They are residents. And basically, they could stay residents for the rest of their life in the United States, and it's renewed every 10 years. They are required to carry that identification on them. It's an actual green card. It's called, you know, the age-old green card. That's a legal permanent residency card. They're required. It's part of the requirements under federal law to carry that green card on them.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to David Rosas, an immigration attorney, about what you can expect once Border Patrol starts stopping people, or if you are stopped by Border Patrol. And I have heard from people who are of olive skin, or maybe kind of look like they could be from somewhere else, being stopped and or maybe even being detained. If you have any questions or comments, text them in to 504-260-1870, and I'll pass them along. We come back 8:51, 9 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 8:56, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Doc, back with David Rosas, an immigration attorney. Somebody texted in and said, is there a difference between immigration violation and constitutional rights, or violation of criminal statutes and constitutional rights? I guess basically the question is, if you're being investigated for immigration violation only, are your constitutional rights limited?
No, not at all. Your constitutional rights are not limited. In fact, they trump every single other law of the land. You know, you have a right to remain silent. You have a right to not say anything. You have a right to an attorney. You have all of those things, you know. I mean, the universal principle is remain silent is not a guilty person's right. It's every single person's right, citizens, residents, you know, and immigrants.
So,
I mean, most
– go ahead.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Well, you know, we ask Americans, you know, no American would want to surrender their own constitutional right just because they have nothing to hide, right? I mean, the reality is every single person in the United States, whether they are undocumented, whether they are a non-immigrant, whether they are a visiting person, whether they're a citizen or simply a resident, they fall under the same constitutional protections.
Somebody texted in and said, what about the difference with a work permit? Is that different than what you were talking about earlier? Because I know immigration law can get complicated.
Work permit is just someone who's permitted to work here. And a lot of times that might even be people who are fleeing violence. You know, someone who is applying for asylum is entitled to a work permit while they're here pending their process. Also, people get work permits because they may be sponsored, like a doctor who comes from a different country. That's on an H-1B, for example. Those are different. Legal permanent residents are people who can remain here for the rest of their life and aren't required to have a work permit. They're a resident like a citizen, except they can't vote.
Somebody says, texted in and said, if you choose to remain silent, is there a likelihood that you're going to be taken into custody?
You know, and that's really the question that the age-old question is what happens when you exercise your constitutional right? Does that then mean that you're guilty? It doesn't. That doesn't mean that they may not arrest you, you know, but the reality is what evidence are they arresting you on? And this is something that we've been challenging over the past year, is these warrantless arrests.
based solely on what suspicion? The fact that they don't speak the language, the fact that they have different skin color. Those are the issues that we're playing out in the federal courts.
Any final thoughts?
You know, I just want everyone to remember, just anyone who's listening, this is a humanitarian crisis that's been politicized. And in my opinion, we cannot forget who rebuilt this city, who rebuilt this state. There's many, many, many minorities who did this, and a lot of them were immigrants.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. David Rosas, an immigration attorney. We're going to come back, talk to Michelle Johnson, Gaston Chair of Business at Loyola University, author of The Seismic Shift in You. She got a new book out. It's going to be very interesting when we return.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.